Hello, you're welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust, where we talk about issues that matters. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for joining. Against the backdrop of the abysmal low performance of the 9th National Assembly, there is significant expectation that the 10th National Assembly should initiate tangible remediation for the wide scope of deficit from its predecessor. But that may be a dashed hope, according to political pundits, given the current trends of concerns and interests of the actors. For instance, the process of emergence of the leadership of the two chambers of the National Assembly. While it is not out of place for incoming legislators to jostle for positions in the institution's hierarchy, the problem lies in the opportunity cost to the country, which manifests in the scant premium with respect to attention which such enterprise allows for the main business of legislature. On the 13th of June 2023, Senator Godswill Akpabio was elected president of the 10th Senate following a rowdy session at the Red Chamber. Meanwhile, the senator representing Kano North Senatorial District, Barau Jibrin, also emerged as deputy president of the 10th Senate. Tajuddin Abbas was elected speaker of the 10th House of Representatives, while Benjamin Okezie Kalu emerged deputy speaker of the 10th House of Representatives unopposed. In this episode of Nigeria Daily, we will be speaking to political pundits about the emergence of the leaders of the upper and lower chambers of the National Assembly. Comrade Mahmoud Dantata is a political and public affairs analyst. He has this to say about the emergence of the leadership of the National Assembly, the 10th National Assembly. Take a listen.
Well, it once again showcases the legislature as extension of executive, because before their emergence, before the inauguration, there has been skirmishes and other abracadabra from the executive part, where even some people close to the president and commander-in-chief were boasting that Akpabio and Abbas are both anointed candidates of the president, which ought not to be. This is the time we ought to have shown that the legislature is independent. Mm-hmm. The legislature is going to elect someone based on probity, integrity, wherewithal, and general stability. We had events of Evans S. Ewerem, who never lasted as Senate President and was impeached, then followed by Okadibo and what have you. So I think with the emergence of Godswill Akpabio and Tajuddin Abbas, if care is not taken, some of the aggrieved members of House of Reps, some of the aggrieved senators might plan their own democratic coup within the hallowed chambers of the House of Reps and Senate, and also make the leadership not to last. Because I can tell you intelligently that these two candidates were anointed candidates of the government, of the executive by extension, and not the interest of legislatures, both at the lower and upper chamber, who wants to transform and ensure the independence of the two chambers of the National Assembly. Without iota of any pretense, I want to say we are not happy with their emergence. The statement of Shetima did not in any way influence, rather it was exciting. And if the people that casted their vote for Akpabio were to be patriotic, were to be honest to the core, by the statement of Shetima, they ought not to have given their mandate to former Akwa Ibom governor and Niger Delta minister. You can see, we say we are fighting corruption. Okay, now, there are lying down allegations that ESCC is even involved regarding Akpabio monies misappropriated from Niger. So if we are talking about integrity, why? Why?
We know that he started his senatorial ambition in 2015, and of course he was nominated for the position of the Senate Minority Leader by the South South Caucus of the PDP. So at some point he resigned as Senate Minority Leader after he has announced his defection to the APC. He was under investigation by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC. Now he has emerged as a Senate President. There's this disparity in the House about you know, party members having this kind of tension between them. But a man who was a PDP member and defected to All Progressives Congress. Now, do you think that he can solve the problem in the House and unify everybody so that they can achieve a course?
Well, if you look at the controversy surrounding his urgent decamping from PDP, even though he was a principal officer in the Senate, you see that it was based on arrangement. Because some quotas added that he was threatened that if he's not decamping to APC, then automatically they would take the case up on the corruption allegation, which made him to, after swallowing all the backlashing insult on APC he was used to come to APC. Then again, even after the campaign, when he was made Niger Delta Minister, look at the controversies in NDDC, that even at a time, he himself had to malign and indict fellow senators, distinguished senators. And this is the type of individual and personality you are entrusting with the position of Senate Presidency of Federal Republic of Nigeria. This is question mark. You know, you now don't have justification to say you are keeping a Godwin Emefiele CBN governor because of corruption. If you have shielded a man who is more corrupt than Emefiele and even supported him to become Senate President, it means our integrity as a country before the international community is now doomed. It means the future we are trying to map out for the youth is now doomed just because the executive wants to have control of the upper chamber and lower chamber. You gave that type of somebody with questionable character, even though it remains allegation, the opportunity of becoming Senate President. I think once again, the anti-corruption fight has been abused, has been dented, and we have once again succeeded in telling the international community that we only are fighting corruption theoretically and not practically. It is unfortunate, and we continue to fight it until it is corrected in all ramifications.
Okay, what would you say about Tajuddin Abbas and Benjamin Kalu as speakers in the House?
Tajuddin Abbas, and the only difference is that I've not heard of any corruption cases against Tajuddin Abbas and Kalu. You know, quite all right, Kalu is of the PDP. But the issues are, people are even saying Tajuddin Abbas was a bench warmer. Nobody saw him in the plenary raising motions and what have you. In fact, a lot of people were even surprised that they had him as House of Rep from Kaduna State and what have you. And you are entrusting such kind of personality with the position of speakership.
But Tajuddin Abbas was a House Committee Chairman for Land Transport.
Being committee chairman does not make you to be active in raising motions. Being a chairman is at the discretion of the speaker. Maybe at the time the speaker was to be given that position, he supported, they just let my people go. But a lot of people attested to that and alluded to the fact that was a bench warmer before his re-election. And that is the fact that you know. You cannot hide away from the fact. So I don't see the total competence in both because they were relatively unknown. Unlike Betara, Adodo Gua, and Wase, that was Deputy Speaker, these were non-players in the chambers of the lower chamber, the green chambers of National Assembly. So Tajuddin, I think he's also a protege and stooge of the executive. So we're in trouble once again.
Well, that was the thought of a political analyst. Let's go on a quick break. When we return, Nigeria Daily continues. Do stay with us.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Daily Trust. On Twitter at twitter.com/Daily Trust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/Daily Trust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. And in this episode of the show, we're taking a look at the emergence of the leadership of the 10th National Assembly. Before the break, we heard from Comrade Mahmoud Ntata, as it aired his views about the emergence of the leaders of the 10th National Assembly. Well, we spoke to another political analyst to hear his views about if the 10th National Assembly will be a rubber stamp, as the 9th National Assembly was alleged to be. Take a listen.
The 9th Senate was accused of being a rubber stamp Senate, or even the House of Representatives, because it was believed that everything that the former President Buhari gave to them, that they approved. And now it's going to be like that. From my own point of view, I still see that for the fact that this leadership, you know, was handpicked by the party, by the president, you know, and who is supposed to be the head of the executive arm. You don't have to understand. We understand how this is, but we know that within the political spectrum, it is all about lobbying, it's all about consulting, it's all about interest and everything. But even if you want to, you don't have to come and throw it on our face to say the president in consultation or the party in consultation with the president has chosen the leadership of a separate arm of government. So that's where the problem lies. So that's why I don't have any issue with the individuals, and the people who have issues like the current president, Akpabio, he has different issues. You remember the NDDC matter and the rest of them there. These matters have not been sorted out. However, we always say in the rule of law that one is presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. So no court of law has proven them guilty or him guilty at the time like this. Therefore, as far as the law is concerned, he is a free citizen. But we also talk about morality. You understand perception and everything and everything. Because for you to come out to be a public officer, it is assumed that you must be clean in and out, that you don't have any kind of baggages hanging out or hanging on your shoulders and on and on and on. So, but you know, our system in the country is all about interest. But I am not impressed that the leadership of the National Assembly, the 10th National Assembly, was imposed by the executive arm of government.
And that was the voice of a political analyst, John Okoro. We have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. God bless Nigeria. To all the people whose voices we heard on the show, thank you so much. Your contribution is not taken for granted. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, open to sponsorship and advert placement. For you to listen to this episode all over again or download other episodes of Nigeria Daily, log on to our website, which is www.dailytrust.com, or you can download it from buzzsprout.com. You can listen to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. All you have to do is go to the search box, type Nigeria Daily, and of course, you will get to a lineup of programs for the Nigeria Daily. For more information or this topic you'd like us to discuss, or for sponsorship as well, reach us on our social media platforms. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at Daily_Trust. On Facebook, find us at Daily Trust. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Martia Umar. Bye for now.